to start checking out the oddities they'd noticed about my behavior in recent months. Maybe they were getting ready to do whatever Croker suspected they were going to do. If he did anything more than just suspect. He suspected everybody of something.
"The one who flies went out last night, soldier of darkness."
Ah, she was trying to manipulate me. She knew I hated those enigmatic titles first employed by her father, Kidam. The old speaker never explained them, and Mother Goda wouldn't waddle where her dad had refused to tread. That is interesting. There had been no aerial sightings of the Howler for a while. He liked to use spells of concealment when he was aloft, though. She wanted me to ask questions so she could toy with me and frustrate me. The information she had given was all I was going to get, right now. I refused to play her game. I turned to Ty Day. Did I just get promoted to honorary member of the tribe? He shrugged. He seemed mildly surprised that his mother had told me anything at all. I didn't rush right over to visit Smoke. If that was what the old woman wanted, I meant to disappoint her in a big way. I tended to chores, helped Ty Day work on our dugout, ate again, drank plenty, worked on the annals for a while. I could change nothing that had happened during the night. And whatever that was, it had not been so earth-shaking that it was an immediate threat. One Eye actually made it easy. Shortly after sundown, he came over with a clay pot.
"Soup's ready," he said.
He sloshed the pot's contents. The stink of a really bad beverage quickly filled my dugout.
"All right."
I got up and followed him into the darkness. Chapter 53. "That was a stroke of luck, you showing up just then," I told One Eye. "I needed to get away." I relayed what Mother Gota had told me.
"How would she know that?"
I told him about spotting her and Uncle Doge during the night. Maybe they spotted me, too. Ty Day could have told them.
"I guess.
You think it's important. They make a special point of making sure I know. I better check it out. I didn't notice anything when I did my routine snooping." One Eye grunted. He looked thoughtful.
"Goes to show ya. No matter how well set up we are, we're gonna miss stuff because we don't know what to watch for."
Which was true. Things could be right there in the open, and even with the advantage Smoke gave me, I could miss them if I didn't know to look. There just wasn't enough time to look everywhere all the time. I suggested, "Why don't you take some of your magic potion over to my in-laws? Screw up their thinking for a while."
"Thought they didn't touch the stuff."
"They're not supposed to. But I've seen Ty Day take a tummy warmer a time or three, to be sociable. And his mother would have developed a taste for it if Uncle Doge hadn't been there most of the time we were in Taglios. She'd sneak a few pints whenever he was away. She hasn't had a chance since we've been on the road."
"Very interesting."
The little black man started rustling around.
"Tell you what. I'll just go over there and keep them company while you're out. I'll tell them you're working."
He left before I finished my preparations. He lugged a slimy old wooden bucket with him. I muttered, "I gotta get him to talk to Swan." Willow Swan made bad beer, too, but he did know a little about the brewer's art. Compared to One Eye's product, Willow's was ambrosia.